The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ Decorate your mahafil, your gatherings, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ For indeed, the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam you recite upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد النور من نور الله مرحبا خوش آمدید Welcome to one and all to another exciting, beautiful, wonderful episode in سلسلة of this wonderful series known as The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. As you all know, the beautiful light of guidance refers to the beautiful religion of Islam. Because undoubtedly Islam is the light of guidance. The one who follows the teachings of Islam, the one who follows the beautiful path of Islam, he is on the correct path, on the straight path. And the one who has turned away from the teachings of Islam, the one who has turned away from the religion of Islam, unfortunately, he has moved himself away from the light of guidance. And then he is on the path of misguidance and the path of corruption. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. Keep us firm on maslaki ala hazrat. Keep us firm on the teachings of Allah and his most noble and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the muhabbat in our love, in our hearts for each other. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true jazbah of acting and practicing upon the teachings of Allah and his most noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen. MashaAllah. Today we have a lot to discuss, a beautiful topic, excellent topic, wonderful topic, a topic which needs to be discussed, especially in today's age and time, subhanallah. And the topic which we will be discussing today is the Holy Quran, a book of guidance. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This light of guidance we are discussing, so today we will be discussing the book of guidance, which is Kitabullah, the Holy Quran, the Quran which was revealed to the most noble and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Before we move towards our topic, there is a question which we need to ask our viewers, our listeners, mashallah. As you all know, in the beginning of our episode in Silsila, we do ask a question to all our viewers, and then at the end, we share the answer with everyone. So the question for today, mashallah, and the question will be playing on the screen as well, that which Sahabi's name is mentioned in the Holy Quran? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, there is one Sahabi who is mentioned in the Holy Quran by name, mashallah. But inshallah, at the end of today's episode in Silsila, be with us, you will receive the answer to today's question, mashallah, mashallah. And let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's make good intentions. Inshallah, when I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed name of the Sahaba Ikram, I will say radiallahu ta'ala anhu, radiallahu ta'ala anha, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, whatever the case is. And most importantly, whatever I learn in today's episode in Silsila, I will first and foremost try and act upon it myself, and then inshallah I will pass the message on to others as well, inshallah. Subhanallah. With these beautiful intentions, the more the merrier, the more intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's make intentions. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما شاء الله الحمد لله Today's topic, as we said, is regarding the Holy Quran, the divine book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kalamullah, Kitabullah, subhanallah, and that Quran which is revealed upon the most noble and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And undoubtedly the Holy Quran is the book of guidance. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, subhanallah. A very beautiful narration I have in front of me, and I would like to begin today's discussion with this beautiful narration. Abu Hashim Sufi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi very beautifully mentioned, and he says, once I intended to go to Basra and moved forward to get on a boat. A man with his maid servant, means with his maiden, was sitting in the boat. He said to me, there is no space in the boat. So this female slave of this person interceded with him on my behalf, so he allowed me to get on the boat. When we moved forward a bit, the man ordered for food. The food was brought and he placed it in front of himself. The slave girl asked him, invite this poor fellow to have a meal as well. So the person also invited me for the meal. After we had finished the meal, he said to his slave, bring the wine. Allah, Allah, Allah. When she brought the wine, he started drinking it. Then he asked the slave girl to also give me the wine, but I refused to drink it. When the person became intoxicated, he asked the slave, this female slave, bring your musical instrument. The slave took hold of the musical instrument and started singing a song. The person then got his attention towards me and said, do you have anything like this? Means, do you have anything like this song? I replied, yes, I have such a thing which is much better than this. He said, read. So I recited the first three ayahs of Surah Takbir, 30th para, after reciting, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. Translation from Ghazal Iman, when the sunshine is rolled up, and when the stars shall fall, and when the mountains are moved, means crushed into very minute pieces. After listening to these ayahs, this person started crying. This person who was intoxicated, he started weeping, he started crying. And when I started reciting this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, and when the balance sheets of deeds are opened, when I recited this ayat, he started saying, O slave, I free you for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Have this wine wasted and break the musical instrument. He then called me closer and started saying, O my brother, what do you say? Will Allah Azza wa Jal accept my tawbah, accept my repentance? I recited the following ayah, ayah 222 of Surah Baqarah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Translation from Sulaiman, indeed Allah loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. Subhanallah. Having listened to this beautiful ayat, he repented of his sins. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. صَلُّوا لِلْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is the excellence and the beauty of the Holy Quran. Allah, Allah, Allah. That the Holy Quran has the effect of changing the heart of a person. And this person was in a drunken stupor. This person was, you know, not in his senses. He wanted to listen to music. He wanted to commit sin. He wanted to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah, look at the answer which he received. That when he listened to the glorious verses of the Holy Quran, his entire heart changed, his mind changed, his mood changed, everything changed. And subhanallah, he then started repenting of his sins. Subhanallah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the tawfiq to make tawbah in the court of Allah. So all the benefit, you know, is in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran has the ability. The Holy Quran's words are so beautiful. The Holy Quran's recitation is so beautiful. The Holy Quran itself is so beautiful that by Allah, it can change the filthy heart of a person and make it clean and polish the dirty heart of a person, subhanAllah, and make that heart weep and cry in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why this Holy Quran is known as the Book of Guidance. Because people who are on misguidance, the people who are misled, they then come to the path of guidance with this beautiful Quran, with the beautiful book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, mashallah. This is the beautiful Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will be discussing more regarding this beautiful book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before that, let's take a short break. And inshallah, we will listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As soon as we return, inshallah, we will then carry on our discussion regarding the Holy Quran a book of guidance. Subhanallah. Salli wa al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وفاق عليه محمد سيد الكونين وفاق عليه والفريقين من عرب ومن عدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من أدور به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمدي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدي النعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها، واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها. سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. What a beautiful kalam and praise in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kalam written by a very great scholar of his time, very an excellent poet, subhanallah, an excellent scholar, an excellent wali of his time, subhanallah, Imam Sharfuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And the Qasida Burda, the Qasida of the cloak, subhanallah, in which he says, Mola yusalli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Yes, subhanallah, Muhammadun sayyidul kawnaini wa staqalaini wal fariqaini min urbi wa min ajami. Subhanallah, thumma rida an abi bakri wa an umara wa an ali wa an عثمان ذي الكرم. سبحان الله سبحان الله. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. What a beautiful kalam, the praise of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in a world renowned kalam in the Arabic language that all over the globe, mashallah, people recite it and they rejoice over the beautiful praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mashallah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we have the beautiful topic with us, that Quran, the book of guidance, mashallah. And in this beautiful discussion today, we were discussing regarding how beautifully the Holy Quran had an impact upon the person's heart, and the person made tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he repented from his sins. Another beautiful incident is mentioned on page 17 of Uyunul Hikayat, a very beautiful book that Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayyad rahmatullahi ta'ala, a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before he made tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was a very dangerous thief, right? A person who would stop caravans and loot them, rob them, take everything from them. So he was so dangerous that the entire caravan he could rob alone. And so once a caravan was passing by his area, and it was night time and the people had to stay there. So when Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayaz reached the caravan with the intention to rob them, to steal all the goods, he heard some members of the caravan saying that, do not go towards this area. Don't go towards this colony. Don't go towards this in this specific place. Rather, let's take another route. Because in this vicinity, in this area, in this society, in this place, a very dangerous robber named Fudail lives. Allah, Allah, Allah. When Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayyad heard the voice of the people, he trembled with the fear and he said loudly, "O people, I am Fudail bin Ayyad in front of you. Go through this area without any fear, without any fear of danger. You are safe from me. I swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from today onwards, I will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In saying this, he left, he repented of all his past sins, and he started following the right path. Subhanallah. It is also mentioned that on that night, he invited the members of the holy of the caravan, and he said, "You feel safe from Fudail bin Ayaz?" He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, went to get some food for the animals. When he returned, he heard someone reciting the blessed ayah of the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam ya'ani lil ladina amanu wa takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah. Translation from Kanzul Iman: has not the time come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance? Allah. He says, then it's mentioned that this blessed ayah pierced the heart of Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayaz, and Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayaz started weeping, started crying bitterly, and he said, whilst putting dust on his clothes, "Yes, why not? Yes, why not? I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, now the time has come. Now the time has come." In the same way, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, kept weeping and then repented of all his past sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, very beautiful narration that Sayyidina Salih Murri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has stated. A girl who used to play a musical instrument, she passed by a reciter of the blessed Quran who was reciting the following blessed ayah: وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: indeed, hell surrounds the disbelievers. Having listened to this beautiful ayah, she threw the musical instrument, screamed loudly, fell unconscious, and collapsed. Upon regaining her senses, she broke the musical instrument and deeply engaged herself in the worship and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that she became known, she became famous, that this is a very pious lady, a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one day, he mentions, he says, one day I said to her, "Be gentle with yourself." Listening to this, she wept and said, "I wish I could know how the dwellers of hell would come out of the graves, how they would cross the bridge of Sirat, how they would attain salvation from the horrors of the judgment day, how they would take the draught of boiling water, and how they would bear the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal." Saying this, again she fell unconscious and collapsed. Upon regaining her senses, she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: "O Allah, I disobeyed you in my youth, and now obeying you in this state of weakness, will you accept my worship?" She then heaved a sigh and said, "Alas, the faults of many people will be disclosed on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment." She then gave a piercing scream and burst into tears in such a painful way that all the people who were present there fell unconscious. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, this is the effects of the Holy Quran. That if we look at the pious predecessors, if we look at those people who passed before us, we see that, you know, just the ayat of the Holy Quran, just the verses of the Holy Quran had such an impact on their heart that immediately everything would change. Huh? The entire scenario would change. Their heart would melt and they would leave everything and make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn towards the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the beauty of the Holy Quran. Unfortunately, today the entire Quran is recited in front of us, but nothing has an effect on our heart. So the question is, why? It is the same Quran. It is the same Quran which was in the time of Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayaz. It's the same Quran which was in the time of the pious Buzurgan Deen, the pious Awliya Ikram, our pious predecessors. And that same Quran is recited to us. One verse recited to them and the entire life changes. But the Holy Quran, the whole Quran is recited to us, but nothing happens to us. So what's the problem? Subhanallah, the problem is never with the Holy Quran. That's the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem is with our hearts. The issue is in our hearts, is in our mindset, in our thinking, in our thoughts. Our nafs has controlled us so much. Shaitan has deceived us so much. Our heart is so dirty, so filthy, that now no effect takes place. No nasihat takes place. Nothing takes place on this heart. Nothing has any effect on this heart. That's how dirty our heart has become. So in order for us to gain the nasihat, to gain the advice, to gain the beauty of the Holy Quran, we need to make sure this qalb, this heart of us is clean. Once this heart is pure, this heart is clean, this heart is polished, then you will see the nur of the Holy Quran will then be entered into this heart. So the first thing is that we need to clean our heart. And by Allah, once you clean your heart and the Quran enters the heart, you will see how the Holy Quran will purify your entire body, your entire self. وہ معزز تھے زمانے میں مسلمان ہو کر ہم خار ہوئے تارک قرآن ہو کر. And the only reason why we are so, you know, desperate in today's times, why we are so worried, why we have so many difficulties, because we are Tariq-e-Quran. We have left the Holy Quran. We have left the teachings of the Holy Quran. We have left the teachings of Allah and His most beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, the main thing is that, you know, if we follow the teachings of the Holy Quran, then by Allah, today we will be on the straight path. درس قرآن نہ اگر ہم نے بلایا ہوتا تو یہ زمانہ نہ زمانے نے دکھایا ہوتا. If we hadn't left the teaching of the Holy Quran, by Allah, today we wouldn't be in this situation. But that's the problem, that we have forsaken the teachings of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now we are moving towards mantiq, we are moving towards our logic, we are moving towards philosophy, we are moving towards our mind, and we think that whatever we are doing is correct. But by Allah, whatever you are doing is not correct if it is going against the teachings of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's a time to wake up call. It's time to wake up. If the Holy Quran is not having any effect on your heart, if you are not changing yourself, if you are not repenting, if you are not making tawbah, if you are not going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the question is, you must ask yourself that what is wrong with me? Why is nothing having an effect on my heart? Maybe the case is that my heart has gone black. Maybe the case is that I have my heart has gone filthy. Maybe the case is that my heart is so dirty that nothing can have any effect on my heart. And if that is the case, you must make tawbah sincerely in the court of Allah. Wake up for tahajjud, read tahajjud, cry in the court of Allah, cry bitterly, weep in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should open your heart, should purify your heart, should cleanse your heart. This is the beautiful message of the Holy Quran. This is the beautiful message of the beautiful religion of Islam. This is the message of Allah and His most noble and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned the hadith in Sahih Bukhari that khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamahu. The best person amongst you is the one who learns the Holy Quran and teaches it to others. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you. First you need to learn, then you are going to teach. We don't know how to recite the Holy Quran. We don't know what is right. We don't know how to say Alhamdu. We don't know where the ha is pronounced. We don't know how to say kha. We don't know how to pronounce different words. We do not know what is tajweed. Our Quran is not proper. Our salah is not right. And then we expect that, you know, we everything must be turning out excellent for us. If you are leaving the teachings of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what are you doing? The teachings of Allah and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not be left. You need to learn the Holy Quran. You need to make sure you are acting upon the Holy Quran. Then you need to make sure that you are passing the message on to others as well. Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami is giving this golden opportunity. We have Madrasatul Madina around the globe. Madrasatul Madina for youngsters, for your children, boys, girls, young children. At the same time, we have Madrasatul Madina Balighan for adults, for those people who are going to work, for those people that are in jobs, for those people that are working some places. If you want to learn how to recite the Holy Quran, come to Dawat Islami. You can't go to the masjid, you can't go, you are so busy. Do it online. Dawat Islami is giving you online as well, Fezane Online Academy. But online, everything can be taught to you. Whilst you are sitting in the comfort of your home, subhanallah, you may gain the beautiful knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanallah. Rectify your Quran, enroll yourselves. Learn the Holy Quran, recite the Holy Quran, learn how to recite the Holy Quran, learn how to perform salah, learn your wuzu, your ghusl, your faraiz, your tayammum, whatever it is, then pass the message on to others as well. You will see the blessings in this world and in the hereafter. Everything is in front of you. Dawud Islami is giving you this golden opportunity. You just need to go and grab it with both of your hands. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the beautiful message of the Holy Quran, the message of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we want to become the best people, then we also need to make sure that we are acting upon the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul, and we are learning the Holy Quran and passing the message on to others as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. With these few words, inshallah, we will take a short break, listen to some few beautiful words, and as soon as we return, we'll carry on our discussions regarding the Holy Quran, a book of guidance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
O devotees of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, reciting the Holy Quran and listening to it is indeed a great act of reward. Alas, less interest is now found amongst the people in this regard. If a qari recites, we do not like to listen to it. About the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een and their passion of recitation, it is stated in Ihya ul-Ulum, volume 1 on page 845. It is narrated that when the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een used to gather, they used to ask one of them to recite any surah of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, whoever listens to one verse of the Holy Quran, it will be nur, that is light for him on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Have you noticed the reward of listening to the Holy Quran is so magnificent? Then the reciter, who is the reason for this reward, also shares the reward with him, provided that he has no intention of showing off. Dear viewers, find it interesting or not, worship and recitation should always go on. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, one day or another, you will find it interesting. Hazrat Sayyidina Sabit Bunani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi said, I struggled 20 years with the recitation of the Holy Quran in spite of the fact that I didn't find it interesting, and then I got its pleasure for 20 years. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad an-Nurin min Nurillah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Welcome back to our beautiful episode in Silsila, The Light of Guidance. MashaAllah. And dear viewers and listeners, we were discussing the excellence of the Holy Quran, the beauty of the Holy Quran, subhanallah, subhanallah. And very beautifully we also learned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best amongst you is the one who learns the Holy Quran and teaches it to others, subhanallah. The Holy Quran itself is filled with numerous, you know, excellences and virtues and, you know, blessings regarding the Holy Quran. So a few ayat are in front of me. Very beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Bani Israel, the 9th ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Subhanallah, translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed this Quran shows that path the most straight. Allah, Allah, Allah. That's why we said the Quran is the book of guidance. You hold firm onto this beautiful Quran, you will see you will be on the straight path, subhanallah. Likewise, in ayah 89 of Surah Nahl, Allah Ta'ala mentions, he says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرًا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. Subhanallah, translation from Kanzul Iman, and we have sent down this Quran upon you, subhanallah, upon you, beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a clear explanation of all things, and a guidance, and a mercy, and glad tidings to the Muslims, subhanallah. Likewise, in ayah 138 of Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِظَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, this is declaration for the people and a guidance and a counsel for the pious, subhanallah. Regarding this ayah, very famous Mufassir and commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufassir al-Shahir, Mufti Ahmad al-Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, mentions in Tafsir al-Naimi, he says, the ordinary blessing of the Holy Quran is for ordinary people. That is the clear mention of everything. But the special blessing is for special people, that is to guide them to the straight path, subhanallah. He, rahmatullahi, further says, the Holy Quran is guidance for us, not for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already been taught and advised everything, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already been guided, subhanallah. In other words, the Holy Quran is a book of guidance for us, not for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, he has already been given the guidance from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has already been taught everything. He's been advised everything. And subhanallah, he has already been given the guidance from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he came as a guide. to show us the right, the true way, the correct way, the straight path. And subhanAllah, He has brought the book of guidance with Him, which will keep us on the straight path, on the path of Allah and His most noble and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. So much excellences and blessings is mentioned in the Holy Quran regarding the Holy Quran, regarding this beautiful book of guidance. And a very lengthy and beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. SubhanAllah, that Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem has very beautifully narrated, and he mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, soon a conflict will arise. So Ali says, I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be the way to stay safe from it? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the book of Allah azza wa jal, which contains the news of your future and past generations and the decisions of your mutual dealings. Quran is decision making and it is not a joke. The cruel person who leaves it, Allah azza wa jal will destroy him. And the one who seeks guidance apart from it, Allah azza wa jal will misguide him. It is the strong rope of Allah azza wa jal and His wise remembrance. It is the straight path. Quran is the book by virtue of which blessings, desires do not get spoiled. Other languages together cannot make it doubtful, from which Islamic scholars are not negligent, subhanAllah, which do not get old if recited again and again, whose wonders do not come to an end. Quran is the book that when jinns heard, they could not help saying that we have heard the strange Quran which guides towards goodness, so we have placed our faith in it. SubhanAllah, the one who accepts Quran is truthful. The one who acts upon it will get reward. The one who makes decision in accordance with it will be the one who does justice and the one who calls towards it. So definitely he has called towards the straight path. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So many virtues and excellences Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this beautiful hadith, and how excellently it is proven and mentioned, you know, that this Holy Quran is indeed the book of guidance, is indeed the true book which will keep you on the path of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anyone who wants to move away from this Holy Quran, who wants to turn away from the Holy Quran, who leaves the Holy Quran, the teachings of the Holy Quran, Allah azza wa jal will destroy him. Allah ta'ala will destroy this person, because there is no guidance for this person. There is no salvation for that person. So as mu'mineen, as believers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model, as I mentioned previously. He is our guide. And undoubtedly the book which he brought, that is our guide as well. Huh? So we need to hold firm on the Quran and the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only we will be on the straight path. If somebody just says, you know, I will just follow the Holy Quran and I will leave the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person will be misguided. Likewise, the person says, I'll only act upon the sunnah, but I'll leave the Holy Quran. That person, you know, is also misguided. In order for you to be straight and be on the straight path, on the guided path, you need to have the Holy Quran and you need to have the daman of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only you will remain on the straight path. SubhanAllah. In other words, if you want to look at the beautiful Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the beautiful Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Holy Quran. Allah, as Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved and blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mother of the believers, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, she was asked, that, oh Aisha Siddiqa, you are the blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have enjoyed the beautiful company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell us, what was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What, you know, how was the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? SubhanAllah. So she mentioned, and very beautifully she said, that his character is the Holy Quran. The akhlaq, the etiquettes, the personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Holy Quran. In other words, he is a talking, walking Quran. SubhanAllah, every action of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in accordance to the Holy Quran of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. So undoubtedly, if you follow the Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you follow the Holy Quran, then there is no way that you will remain, misguided. You will definitely be on the straight path, but you need to follow it open-heartedly, wholeheartedly, from the bottom of your heart, accept all the commandments of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll take a short break once again, and as soon as we return once again, we will then move towards the conclusion of today's episode in Silsila. And we will then share the answer to today's question as well. Remember, the question for today was that which Sahabi's name is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So inshallah, after the short break, we will carry on our discussion and we will inshallah give you the answer to today's question as well after this beautiful break. Salli ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Belief in the finality of prophethood, meaning that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the last of the prophets, is a foundational belief of Islam. This is such a crucial belief that the denial of the finality of prophethood is in fact the denial of the Quran. The denial of the finality of prophethood is the denial of the consensus of the companions. The denial of the finality of prophethood is the denial of the consensus of the scholars and the pious predecessors of the entire Muslim Ummah. Not believing in the finality of prophethood is equivalent to declaring every single Muslim's belief from the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to the present day as a lie. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has himself stated, Ana akhirul anbiya'i wa antum akhirul umam. I am the final Prophet and you are the final nation. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, and alhamdulillah. This brings us towards the conclusion of today's discussion. We were discussing the Quran, the book of guidance, and mashallah, some very beautiful incidents we learned today, some beautiful narrations. And the lesson which I want to give every person is that, always remain attached to the Holy Quran, learn the Holy Quran, recite the Holy Quran. Reciting the Holy Quran is not only for the Huffaz. The only Hafiz must recite. No, you are a Muslim, you are a believer, you also need to recite the Holy Quran. I mean, this is that book that even looking at it is sawab. Even looking at it is sawab, subhanAllah. You touch the Holy Quran, you open the Holy Quran, you look at the Holy Quran, you recite the Holy Quran. In exchange of every harf, you get reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in exchange of every harf, you get 10 rewards from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the summary of the hadith that I am not saying alif lam mim is a harf. No, alif is a harf, lam is a harf, mim is a harf. So automatically you recite alif lam mim, automatically 30 rewards are written down for you. And Allah ta'ala is the most generous, most merciful, most kind. He may multiply it million times in your account as well. So you recite one surah, one para, one page, one quarter, whatever the case is, how much reward is being recorded for you. So let's make an intention, I make an intention, you also make an intention, inshallah, 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 from today, every day, at least some part of the Holy Quran, we will recite inshallah. Doesn't mean only when Ramadan comes, then we need to complete a Quran, we need to make sure we recite the Holy Quran. Why can't you complete a Quran every month? Why you have to wait 11 months for the month of Ramadan to come, then we will recite Holy Quran. Till then the Quran will collect dust on our shelf, ma'azallah. No. Get into the habit of reciting the Quran. You will see the noor, the barakat in your house, in your household. Recite the Holy Quran in your house. In your house, call your children, make them sit. Recite loudly, they must listen, you must listen. Recite Surah Mulk before you sleep. There is blessing. Recite Surah Yasin Sharif, recite Surah Waqiyah. So many surahs of the Holy Quran. Recite it. Recite to your children. They must recite to you. You listen to how they are reciting. This will create the beauty in your environment. This will create the beauty in your house. And with the recitation of the Holy Quran, you will see the barakat will also start coming. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also descend in your house. SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to recite the Holy Quran. I make an intention. You also make an intention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our intentions. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, subhanAllah. Very beautifully, we will now give the answer to today's question. And remember, the question for today was, which Sahabi's name is mentioned in the Holy Quran? SubhanAllah, subhanAllah. A very beautiful question. And the answer of this question, it will be played on the screen as well. That's Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Yes, he is the fortunate Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose blessed and Mubarak name is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Like this, there are many ishara, many indication given in the Holy Quran regarding the various Sahaba ikram, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in. But by name, it is only this one Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whose name is mentioned in the Holy Quran, and this is Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, today we learned something new, something exciting, something wonderful, something beautiful. All of us should inshallah try and act upon it. We should try and act upon whatever we have learned today, and we should, you know, try our level best to follow the teachings of the Holy Quran, and we should always try to learn something new and increase our knowledge as well. With these few words, we come to the conclusion of today's episode and today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Do join us for something new, something exciting. And till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of us with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem in the court of his beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. May Allah ta'ala grant all of you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.